Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
That little journey through the presidency was such an enjoyable one, and thanks to Dermot Ferriter. Now, a new working group to examine whether commercial sunbeds should be banned altogether in Ireland must report back to the government with its recommendation within 6 months. Dr. Martin Daly, Fianna Fáil TD for Roscommon and Galway, and party spokesperson on health, is on the line now, and you're welcome to the programme. You're first and foremost a GP, and with your medical hat on, first of all, Martin, is it ever okay to use a sunbed, no matter what age you are?
No, it's never. It's never safe to use a sunbed. Sunbed usage is associated with increased risk of cancer, skin cancers, especially melanoma, basal cell cancer, squamous cell cancer. And I mean, the stats are pretty awful. You know, first exposure to indoor tanning before the age of 35 years is associated with an increased risk, 59% increased risk of developing skin cancer. People who've used a sunbed ever have a 20% more likely to develop melanoma, which is a deadly form of skin cancer.
That's extraordinary. I'm just wondering, as you're saying that, why we need a working group to examine whether they should be banned.
Yeah, I think this is that's a very good question, because, you know, there is incontrovertible evidence that there's a link between skin cancers and the use of sunbeds, and especially the early age of onset of using sunbeds. And there is evidence that we have teenagers and even children under the age of 12 using sunbeds for things like confirmations and communions, which seems to be just totally counterintuitive. So the question is, why haven't we got an immediate ban? Well, we have to look to other jurisdictions, really, to learn from what the experience has been, say, in Australia and in Brazil. Now, in Australia, they have a total ban on sunbeds since 2015. But Australia had a completely different culture to Ireland. They would have been very sun and skin cancer aware and ran campaigns, public education campaigns, for up to 30 years. They were called the Slip Splash, essentially encouraging people to wear a sunblock to cover their heads, cover their arms, mm-hmm. and that. So they were very, very, very aware of skin cancer because they had such a high rate of skin cancer.
So there was no objection then when they banned them in 2015. Is that what you're saying?
Well, interesting, there was quite a bit of resistance until a case in 2007 of a young person who developed melanoma, became a big public media story. She campaigned for the banning of sunbeds because she'd used them herself. She died in 2007. And following on that, there was a public debate, but it took to 2015. Now, the state of Victoria brought in a ban quite quickly, but it took to 2015 because really, Australian authorities had to bring people with them, and there was the issue of connecting public health with the use of sunbeds, so the development of cancer and other things such as skin aging and eye effects of sunbeds, but also to the to bring the people who own those businesses with them so that there was a lead in, and also to affect public opinion so that the opinion came from the ground up rather than from the top down, because many people will accuse governments of being a nanny state and of prescribing how they live their lives. So it's important that the public understand fully and that the campaign builds around the public to get that story across.
But you could argue we're in a very different place now, even to when the Australians banned them in 2015. As you said, there's incontrovertible evidence. Also, there's only 9% of the population over the age of 15 using sunbeds. By the way, the majority of those are women, 82.7%.
Yes, so, it's very worrying.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's hard to see where the resistance really would come from to a move like this.
Well, the experience again in Brazil, which brought in a ban in 2009, and Australia 2015, was that there was resistance among certain parts of the population and also from the business owners. So I do think that we've got to create the atmosphere, educate people. And let's not forget, Irish people, the minute they see the sun come out, take off all the clothes and run out and try to get those rays of sun. We're conditioned to seek sun. And more Irish people are seeking, say, foreign holidays or overseas holidays to sunny climes and don't take proper care of the skin, besides the sunbed story. So I think we've got to build up a public information campaign. It should be done quickly. I don't believe it should be a decade or years, but it should be done quickly. But we should seek to bring public opinion with us and then identify the issues and the problems around bringing in a total ban. Now, for under 18s, there is a ban already on the use of sunbeds, and there is already regulation for licensing around sunbeds, but there is also a concern that there are illegal sunbed operators as well. So we need greater enforcement in the current legislation. We need an education and public health program to get the public behind us on this, mm-hmm. and then followed by legislation. But I think that's really important, because on the smoking ban, we knew about lung cancer, we knew about heart disease, we knew from the mid-1960s. It took 30, 35 years before we really got into the... Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see what happens on that one. Dr. Martin Daly, Fianna Fáil TD, thank you for joining me. We're talking about wills and inheritance next.
51551, today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.